Hello, beautiful ladies and gentlemen. It is such another beautiful day to welcome you to the second episode of the Tory Property Tip Show. And this is the season two. I hope you enjoyed the last episode. I just want to thank everyone who listened for all the reviews, all the support, all the shares, everything. Really appreciate that. I just want to thank you for everything that you do. You mean a lot to this program. You mean a lot to this show. And the things that you do are not taken for granted at all. And just like always, we have such an amazing show for you today. It's going to be such an amazing time and such an amazing session. Today we have such a very wonderful topic, which we know is a kind of question in everybody's mouth when it comes to investing in real estate, especially in terms of, you know, buying landed properties. Now, this is going to be such a wonderful and informative episode. So if you have plans to, you know, acquire a plot of land anytime in the nearest future, this particular episode is just for you. And especially when you're a novice in the affairs, so it is okay to be a novice in a field that is not your profession, right? It's perfectly okay to be a novice, right? This particular episode is absolutely for you, and the aim for this episode is to ensure that you take cognizance of things that are very, very important, things that you know that no one will tell you, things that you know, most of the people who would sell the land for you wouldn't want you to know, because they just want you to, you know, be fast and, you know, pay that money and then they earn and that is it for you, right? So this episode aims at, you know, showing you some of the things that you need to put into consideration before you buy any landed property here in Nigeria. Now, I need you to pay keen attention to this particular episode if you're under this category, and of course you listening, you know someone who really wants to get a plot of land anywhere around Nigeria. I think these things works for, you know, all across Nigeria. You can actually, you know, share this episode to that person, and of course you might not know, you're going to be saving a life, right? So thank you very much. We're going to be moving right into, you know, what we have today, and I just want to plead with you to share this episode when you're done listening, so someone else can also benefit from this. Thank you once again. My name is Kingsley Agu, and I am the host of the Tory Property Tips Show. Today on the show, we have such an amazing topic, you know, which we're going to be, you know, buttressing on. And this one, we termed it 10 factors. 10 things you need to consider before buying a landed property in Nigeria. Now, this, you know, a lot of people, of course, have, you know, made certain real estate investments. Some of them were successful, some were a flop. You know, for some who had successful deals and successful transactions, to them, they may think that it was such an easy process, and then that it wasn't such a challenge, you know, getting a good deal here and there. It looks easy, of course. You know, in our minds is, okay, I have money, I go look for a property, look for a land that I like, you know, I pay for it and it belongs to me. It looks that easy, of course, but hey, there are lots and lots of things to put into consideration, and you cannot take any of them for granted. You know, if you make the mistake of taking any of them for granted, you get punished dearly for it. You know, so we're gonna just go right into, you know, the you know, amazing tips we have, you know, which will help you in your decision of, you know, buying a landed property here in Nigeria. So one of the first one I have on my list is this tip is very, very key, and I think you need not to, you know, take it for granted. First of all, you need to be very, very clear about your purpose for buying that land. I mean, when you're not clear, when you're not crystal clear, you know, for why, as to why you want to buy a property or why you want to, you know, acquire a land. I mean, that is, you know, you've already gotten it wrong there. You know, the whole, you know, journey of that investment is going to end in a flop, right? So first of all, you need to be very clear about, you know, what you want to achieve with the land that you want to buy. First and foremost, do you actually even need a plot? That is a question you need to ask yourself. Do you need a plot? If so, right, what do you want to do with that plot? Do you want a residential plot, a land where you're going to buy and, you know, build your house and live? You need to be very, you know, clear with that. Are you buying it for commercial purpose? You want to buy it, you know, to maybe do something with it that's going to earn you money on the immediate? Then thirdly, do you want to buy it to, you know, for investment purposes, just buy it and keep it there, you know, allow for the value to, you know, increase, to go up, and then you sell it somewhere up there, you know, make some good profit from it? Is that what you want to do? You need to be very clear about that. Do you want to farm with it? You know, do you want the property where you're going to farm and it buy? I mean, it might interest you to know that, you know, being the reason why this very first point is very, very clear, right? Being clear about, you know, the kind of, I mean, what you wish to use the plot you want to buy for, determines the kind of plot you need to go for, right? It determines the kind of plot you need to go for. That is why, you know, most of my clients, they come and they'll be like, hey, I need a land, right? And some of them have no clue about what they want to do with it. Perhaps I've seen, you know, a lot of funny things happening in Nigeria. So I have a colleague that, I'm talking about what, you know, the dramas we see here and there with some of these our clients, you know. So he's in an office and then he has a colleague who just acquired a plot of land. And then it becomes a kind of competition. You yourself, you do not have plots of land, and that kind of wants to fuel your own, you know, decision to go get a plot of land without even having a clue what you want to, even if you even need that plot of land, you know. So you need to be very, very clear about that. So all these things are just listed. Do you want to buy it to, you know, build and live in it? Do you want to buy it for commercial purpose? Do you want to buy it to farm in it for agricultural purpose? Or you want to buy it, you know, to, you know, kind of, you just need to be very, very clear about what you need that plot of land for, right? Before you think about even acquiring the plot. So that is the first, you know, tip that I have for the day. Now, secondly, I think you need to consider the geographical location where you are buying this land, right? Now, considering the geographical location of where the plot of land which you want to acquire is very, very key, as much as the first one, right? Now, the reason is this. You need to know people are different, right? So for some people, they would like to stay in a densely populated area. So you need to check the density of that location. Is it highly populated? Is it, medium density? Is it a high density, or is it a low density? You just need to consider that fact. That's one of it, you know, to fit into what you actually want as a person, right? Or what works for you as an individual, or the family plan. I mean, the plan you have for your family, where you want to raise your family here. So that's one of it. And then you want to consider the proximity to, you know, social amenities. You want to consider the proximity to things that you need for, I mean, your daily running of your daily life. I mean, such as market. You want to get somewhere. You want to get a land that is close to, that is if you are using it for residential purpose, of course, right? So you want to get something close to a market, so you don't have issues with traveling long distances to, you know, get something you need every day, right? You want to consider its proximity to maybe say a bank, a commercial bank, even if it's just one, right? So you also want to consider proximity to security. I mean, you want to consider quite a lot of things you need to consider, you know, when you want to So all these things, of course, are covered by, you know, the geographical location which you are deciding, you know, to get your plot of land. So you need to be very, very, you know, aware of that very fact. So again, you want to consider its proximity to development, right? You don't want to get a place that is not, you know, very developed if you want to live in that place, right? You don't want to get a place that, you know, is very, very far from development for security reasons, of course. And then you need to put that into consideration, and that should be one of the things that should fuel, you know, your decision to, you know, acquire a plot of land. Of course, and you want to also consider the class of individuals living in that location. Of course, it depends on you as an individual, what kind of a person are you, and what kind of people do you want to live around, you know, people you want to live around you. You want to consider that. Yeah, for some people, of course, me for instance, I would love to live in a place where people who are greater than I am live, right? You know why? Because I want to, you know, create you know, some valuable relationships that can add up to my life, right? Not the one that would take from it. So I would like to live in a place where, so I don't know about some other persons, for some other people, they want to live in a place where they're gonna have fun. So they want a place where there are lots of you know, social activities going on. So people differ anyways, so you need to put all those into consideration. So the third point I have here as we move ahead is you need to ensure that a place has great potential, you know, to improve in value, right? Now these, for people who are investment oriented, right, this should be even one of the first things they put into consideration. You want to, you know, get a place that has, you know, potential to increase in value, especially for, you know, I have a lot of clients who just want to buy, you know, plots of land that they are sure. Of course, we suggest, we you know, take our clients to, we advise them on the kind of properties they should, you know, invest in. Of course, we know where the, you know, legit properties are, the ones that wouldn't give you issues, you know, so we advise them to get. And then when they get an opportunity like that, they go ahead to buy as much as they can at that point in time. And then, I mean, just yesterday here, someone who bought a plot of land for, say, 1.2 million naira just last year, as surprising as it sounds, he sold at 5 million naira just a few days ago. So you could see the interest margin, like the profit margin. I mean, it's crazy, you know. So that can be you. So you want to consider a location where, you know, has potentials to increase in value within the shortest period of time. And also you want to consider the speed at which that will happen. Of course, and some of these things you cannot know, you might not be know some of them. So that is why you want to consider, you know, a professional consultant, property consultant, an investment advisor like yours truly, you know, to see you through that process, right? We're always here, you know, to ensure that you get the best investment, you know, in your property deals, right? So as we forge ahead, we have another point that's very, very key. I mean, you want to consider key landmarks within the location, right? This is also very, very key. Consider key landmarks within those locations. Before you buy any land, you want to know that, I mean, one thing that even, you know, encourages, you know, increment in value, or, you know, a hike of price of, you know, property in a particular area, you know, are determined by certain factors, external factors, of course, which, you know, the kind of landmarks within those areas stands to be one of them. So take, for instance, I bought a land somewhere, and just around where that land is, perhaps at the point when I bought it, it's still a bush, but of course I know that there is maybe a university just ahead, or I know there is maybe a factory just ahead, a renowned one, you know, just wonderful landmarks that, you know, when you mention them, people, you know, attach value to them. So those kind of values people attach to those things rubs off on, you know, everything around that location. So you want to consider, you know, the landmarks within those locations. You know, they tend to increase the value of those locations. So when you get something in a place that has, you know, some really notable landmarks, I mean, you're just on your journey to, you know, greater heights in your property investment journey, right? So as we forge ahead, I would also love to, you know, go ahead with some of the points that we have here. Again, the next one here is check its accessibility. Now this one is very, very important, right? Now these especially sounds as a warning to, you know, investment lovers, right? Those who would love to get plots of land where and when it is still very, very affordable. You know, some for some people who really don't understand how real estate investment goes, they would call it bush, right? They would call it bush. So this person bought bush, or maybe you take them for an inspection and they'll be like, hey, this place is not bush. I don't know if you buy this place, you know. That place you call bush, give it 1 year, you'd come back and you'd be crying why you didn't invest at the time when you should. So for the smart ones, of course, they tend to buy plots like that. In fact, these are the kind of plots that they look for. I happen to be one of them. I like to buy bush, you know, and with time I'm going to turn those bush to cities, right? Cities where you are going to live in, you that refuse to buy the bush, right? That's how it works. So now this very point serves as a warning to, you know, people who like to buy bush like us, right? See, when you're buying you know, a bush, I'm not saying the bush completely, right? But when you're buying, you know, a plot of land in such kind of areas, you need to be very, very sure that it is accessible, right? Now, if possible, you want to check out those, you want to check out on the map, or you want to go to FCDA, or, you know, where maybe to the office where people who are responsible, you know, for showing the terrain, right? You want to have an eagle's eye view of, you know, that location where you're buying, to ensure that there is already that, like, there is an already mapped out model for that, you know, location, right? With good access road, like, ensure there are accessible roads, right? You don't want to leave or buy a place that in the future it looks like a ghetto. We all know what the ghetto look like, right? Now there's no access roads, everyone is passing through everyone's front yard, you know, there's no fence, there's no, you know, setback. I mean, everywhere is just choked up and clumsy and all that. So you want to really consider the accessibility of where you are buying. In fact, I would even rather you buy the ones that already have access roads put in, right? For some of these places, the access roads has already been mapped out. You don't want to buy a place that doesn't have, you know, access road mapped out. Even if it's a bush, of course, at least you should be able to drive into that place and, you know, ensure that it has an access road, right? Don't just buy. Someone shouldn't just go point you, you know, a very thick forest and tell you, hey, this is where the plot is, or that is where the plot is. You might buy that and, you know, have yourself to blame at the end of the day. Perhaps when the land when finally the area is about to be opened, the plot you bought could have been the one, you know, that they are going to, you know, open as the road. So you need to be very, very, you know, careful with that. So as we forge ahead, I'm going to go ahead. I'm just going to go right to the next point that we have here today. So again, you need to verify, you know, zoning restrictions, you know, and originally approved purposes for the land or the area where you're buying, right? Zoning restrictions, you know, how do I explain this, right? You know, for some areas, right, they call them regional planners. Regional planners and surveyors, right? So there are some of them that work with government, and some of these plots that you see, right, have been approved for, you know, various purposes, you know. And then when a particular area is, you know, approved for a particular purpose, you cannot do something else that isn't what is approved for there, right? Otherwise you're looking for government's trouble, and then you're going to get dearly punished for that, right? So what am I saying in essence? For instance, some plots of lands are, you know, naturally approved to be residential, right? The way it has been planned originally by governments and their regional planners, right? So some places like that has already been approved to be residential areas, whereas some has been approved to be industrial, some has been approved to be commercial, some has been approved to be garden, you know. So you as a person, you need to verify the zoning restrictions within the area where you're buying. How do you get to do that? You need to go for a search. You need to go for a search, right? Take the plot number of that place if you can get it. Go for a search and then ensure that you're buying a place that has the particular purpose. And of course, you need to view the documents of that land. Ensure that you view the document, because that is the only way you're getting, you know, the purpose of that particular land. Because the purpose of every land is, you know, shown on the document of that land. So when you don't take a look, or at least view the document of the land, there is no way you're knowing what that place, you know, is for. So at the end of the day, you might just end up buying, you know, word of mouth, what the marketer or the agent tells you. And at the end of the day, you might buy a very, very big mistake, right? And at the end of the day, you get really punished for that. So you need to verify the zoning restriction in some areas. You want to buy a residential land, ensure that you have confirmed beyond reasonable doubt that that place is a residential land and not a commercial land, you know, or something else, as the case may be. So that is very, very important and a valid point. So you need to take note of that, right? So we move ahead to the seventh point we have for the day, right? Insist on your particular plot. Insist on seeing your particular plot on ground, right? Insist on viewing your particular plot on ground before sealing up any deal. Like, this is very, very important, right? We have a lot of cases where, you know, people get to buy plots of land, and someone told you, hey, I bought in this particular estate and wow, that place is really nice, I think you should buy. And then you rush because your friend told you, yeah, I bought and it's fine, it's a good deal. You went to buy yours. Now you buy yours at the end of the day, and perhaps you did not go to see the plot, right? Because a trusted friend of yours bought and he told you it was fine and you bought. And at the end of the day, many cases might arise from situations like this. Let me just take one for instance, right? So you finally go to, you know, build. It is time for you to build and you want to go and build. And someone takes you to a ditch, right? Someone takes you to a ditch. Now, you know what that means? It means you get to spend a lot of money before you even start building your house, right? So it is still within the same estate, but the topography of that particular place where your land is, you know, is in a mess, right? So you need to be very, very meticulous, you know, when you're doing stuff like that. Make sure that you see your plot on ground, right? Insist that you see your plot on ground before, you know, you initiate any transaction. So if you don't like where it is, you can opt for a change immediately, right? So for instance, now you get such a plot that is that has a ditch, and then you get to start filling, or maybe not filling, you get to, you know, want to do a higher DPC, which of course will cost you so much money to achieve, right? So you need to be sure that you don't want to make such kind of mistakes, so you can be very, very careful, you know, and ensure that you see your plot on ground before, you know, you initiate that transaction. Another thing that can arise from issues like this, at the end of the day, you might come and you want to, you know, take a possession of your land, and stories like it has been allocated to someone arises here and there. So it's very important that when you see your land, of course, you know what you want to do with that land. Maybe you can attach a beacon there, or you can put a short dwarf fence, you know, just to secure your plot. So it's very important you see your plot. When you see your plot with your eyes, you know, you already know what you want to do with it, and you know, you can take a step right before some stories come up from it, right? So as we forge ahead, we move to the next point that we have here. So the next one is, consider the security situation in the environment where you are buying, you know, your plot of land, right? Now, we all know that some areas are, you know, secure, very, very secure. Some of them don't even need securities, right, around, but then naturally they're just secure. So probably factors that might, you know, foster stuff like that, you know, maybe might be the landmarks within the area, or maybe the location where such a land is a place that is very close to, you know, life, that is very close to, you know, calmness. Maybe also the kind of people that live within the location, right? You know, fosters a kind of security around the area, right? So whereas some other areas are a no-go area, right? You don't just want to try it. There are some places where you can't, you know, peacefully walk around at 7 p.m. and you get a paid diary for it. So you need to put into consideration the security within the location where you want to buy your plot of land, and then you ask yourself the questions such as, do I really want to do this? Like, can I live here? Can I, you know, can I handle the security situation around this location? Do I have money to, you know, guard my house with armed men? You know, you want to ask yourself all those kind of questions, right? So when you put that into consideration, you know if you're going for it or you're not, right? Now, the 9 points that we have for today, you need to insist on a legal search in order to ascertain the authenticity of that plot of land which you want to buy, right? Now, you know, a lot of people would say a lot of stuff, you know, for you to just get into a transaction that you do not like a transaction you have not really clarified if it is a transaction you really needed to go into, right? So you need to insist that you get a legal search, right, before you pay your money. This is very, very important. This is very, very key. I know a lot of property dealers and developers and here and there, they might not be happy hearing this, but hard truth is, no one wants you to know this, that you need to really make a legal search. Not all papers are complete, not all papers are, you know, 100%, you know, clean. So it doesn't mean that there are no clean papers, of course, but then some of these papers might still be in the process of, you know, getting its 100% approval, 100% approval. You know, then you need to be very, very sure that the one you're buying is to a great extent authentic. To a great extent, none can be perfect, of course, but some are perfect, of course. But then you need to be sure that you need to be very, very sure that the papers of the land which you want to buy are authentic. And how do you achieve that? You need to go to the organizations where the bodies responsible, you know, for verifying such documents, make the verifications and ensure that. So there are two types of verification. Of course, you can go for the normal search, right, which shows you if you know, a particular plot of land exists, right? And that is the first kind of search. That is easy, but at this very stage, a lot of people get deceived, right? Now, if you do the normal search, that is not a meticulous search, right? Now, but then when you do the legal search, that is the in-depth one, right? That one shows you a lot more information about that plot, right? That is where you get to ascertain, you know, the authenticity, the actual authenticity of that particular plot of land, right? So ensure that you do a legal search, you know, before you put your money into, you know, acquiring any landed property. This is applicable both in Abuja, Lagos, Port Harcourt, and pretty much anywhere around Nigeria, right? And these points are very, very valid and very, very key, right? You're going to thank me for them much later. But then, no matter what, you need to consult a property consultant, a property investment advisor, you know, in order to make the right decision, right? I don't know why I am here. I don't know why we're here, right? This is the reason why we're here, to help you, to ensure that you get your investments right, to ensure that you don't throw your money away, to ensure that losses are not recorded, right? That is why we're here, and, you know, we're very, very accessible. You can reach us at any time that you like. You can call my phone number, which you can find on any of my, you know, podcast flyers. You can find my email addresses. You can find my website. You can reach out to me anytime, any day. I'm available on WhatsApp. I'm available on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. You can reach out to me anywhere, anytime, right? So you're just a phone call away from, you know, making the right decision in your investment journey. Please don't do it on your own. Don't do it on your own, right? Especially when you're not sure, you know, about what you want to do. Don't do it on your own. Ask questions. Consultation is free, of course. But then when you want to get in-depth advice on what you need to do, of course, get to talk about that, right? I'm a businessman. All right, so we'll go to the last point that we have for the day, which is confirm and reconfirm that you're buying from the actual owner and not fraudsters. Right, this one rings a bell, right? So this is very, very important. This is very, very key, right? A lot of times you see people just buy properties and they don't even know who the owners are. The only people they interface with are the agents or the maybe marketers or property consultants. And some of them are just so eager to just, you know, get this deal done without even, you know, ascertaining who actually is the owner of the land. Some of them get to even make payments to account numbers provided by the agents. And that is a very, very big mistake. That's a very wrong thing to do. No matter how you like or love a property, you cannot rush into paying for that property without doing due diligence, right? Now, because you get really punished for that, and then you have a cry to cry. So you need to be very, very careful, you know, with you know, the properties you want to buy. Make sure that you know the owner. If you can even see the owner, please do. You know, when you go for legal search, that is why it's very important. You get the name of the owner there, the phone number of the owner, everything, you find it there. So you can make inquiries, due inquiries before, you know, you get into any transaction. So reason why we did this particular episode, this is a special request from some of our listeners, you know, questions they've been asking here and there, right? So instead of this one, with this now, you sometimes you might not even need any form of consultation, because if you listen carefully to this episode, of course you should be wise now, you know, to know that there are certain things you cannot do on your own, right? Or things you probably did not know, and then maybe you could make mistakes when you try to do it on your own, right? But then listening to this, you might not even need any consultation, you know, to acquire a plot of land, if you're very careful to, you know, listen over and over again and, you know, learn the things that has actually been said here. These things are quite valid and they're very, very important, right? So make sure that you know, confirm the owners of those properties before you make any payment for it. Many times we have seen people who have paid money to, you know, ghosts, right? So they took their money and they absconded, and of course no one is to blame but your lack of carefulness, right? So I believe that these points are quite helpful. It's quite a short episode today, right? but it's very, very powerful. Please, anyone you know who is going to be needing to listen to this, kindly share the link and ensure that they listen to it. And at the end of the day, you're going to be helping someone make the right decision. And of course, you know what God does to people who help people? God bless them, right? God's going to bless you for sharing this post today, this episode today. And I want to thank everyone who, you know, listened to the last episode. That episode was a hit. It was listened to across the world. You know, a lot of responses, a lot of reactions, a lot of reviews here and there. You know, for the ones who had something to say positively, for the ones who had something to say negatively, they all helped in making better episodes for you. So I want to really appreciate everyone for, you know, your consistency. I want to thank you for, you know, believing in, you know, our ability to bring you helpful information, educative information in the real estate sector. So God bless you for, you know, listening, and we really, really do appreciate. This is a brand new episode, and we still want to urge you to share and ensure that as many people as possible get to listen to it. You know, as you do this, you know, God continues to bless you. And just like we have always done, bring you powerful information. The next episode is going to be better. The next episode is going to be greater. So just anticipate and, you know, hope for something great. Hope for something beautiful, and hope for something educative. So until I come your way again next week on the next episode, I remain your host, Kingsley Agu, on the Tory Property Tip Show. Good day and enjoy yourself, right? Bye.